It is the direct and logical reaction to our present economic system, which has counted our workers neither as souls nor as heads, but as hands. They are beginning to accept the suggestions of that method. It is the culmination in aggression of that, at first, entirely protective trade unionism, which the individual selfishness and collective short-sightedness and state blindness of our owning and directing and ruling classes forced upon the working man. At first, trade unionism was essentially defensive. It was the only possible defense of the workers, who were being steadily pressed over the margin of subsistence. It was a nearly involuntary resistance to class debasement. Mr. Vernon Hartshorne has expressed it as that in a recent article. But his paper, if one reads it from beginning to end, displayed, compactly and completely, the unavoidable psychological development of the specialized labor case. He began in the mildest tones with those now respectable words, a guaranteed minimum of wages, housing, and so forth, and ended with a very clear intimation of an all-labour community. If anything is certain in this world, it is that the mass of the community will not rest until satisfied with these guaranteed minima.